The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Simply observe how the mind, because of habit, the mind naturally orients around the objects of experience. Being for or against the different experiences that are being known. In the most simple, most fundamental way, noticing how the mind, in a subtle way, is oppressed by the diversity of sense experience coming and going. And the more that the attention orients around the different experiences, sense experiences that are coming and going, the more pushed around the mind will be. So then that begs the question, how about the mind not dependent, not orienting around the diversity of experiences? Different sounds, different sights, different sensations, different thoughts that are coming and going. We all know the experience of a mind where the attention is being pushed around, does have opinions about the different experiences that are coming and going, is in the world of likes and dislikes, hopes and fears. Question is, is there a way for the mind to be free of this subtle but constant and oppressive relationship with sense experience? Almost like the mind experiencing a free fall, experiencing no friction as sense experience naturally comes and goes. No stickiness, no reactivity, no problem. Imagine if the mind could directly attend to the quality of non-attachment itself, paying attention to the non-clinging, paying attention to the letting go, the non-stickiness. Can that be an object of awareness, the non-clinging? The not being pushed around by the different experiences that are coming and going? The non-reactivity to these experiences? And to keep this possibility in mind, to explore this possibility, it's okay if you want, if you need to use a word. It can be simple, like even the word or the mantra, peace. Just dropping that word into the mind from time to time. A mind that is at peace with what's coming and going, not dependent. Or a mind that is not disturbed, that is still with what's coming and going. Stillness. Even the joy of letting go, the joy of renunciation. What a relief, a release it is to not, the heart not being dependent, not needing anything, not needing to get anything out of the experience of the moment. Letting the world of experiences that are coming and going, letting the world be the world. Letting it unfold according to its own nature, its own causes and conditions, just letting it be. What a relief, release that is. So each of us in our own way will continue to explore the reality of the escape, as the Buddha calls it, from the mind being pushed around by sense experience, being oppressed due to the habits of liking and not liking. Where is this escape that the Buddha pointed to? Where is this escape? Here and now, in this mind, body, at this time, is there an escape? What is its nature? So basically, we're noticing those moments when the mind is orienting around the different experiences, and moments when the mind appears to be independent of the experiences that are coming and going. You can call this realizing the space of non-attachment, or the release of non-attachment, the freedom of non-attachment. Remember that the practice isn't so much about doing something. It's more of a shift in what the mind is paying attention to. Usually the attention goes to a particular object that's predominant, that's showing up in the moment. And in paying attention to a particular object, then the mind will notice whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, will have some response, some mental formation will arise, some opinion about it, some reaction to it, some thought about it. But now we're practicing letting thoughts be thoughts, and sounds be sounds, and sights be sights, and touches be touches. Letting the world be the world. And then noticing or realizing the mind that's not dependent, not tied up with the world of experience. And appreciating the persistence of the mind fixing on some experience or always relating in some way to the different experiences that are coming and going. And therefore feeling somewhat trapped, at least to some degree, and oppressed by thoughts and sounds and sensations that are coming and going. Always something that the knowing mind has to connect with and has to respond to. That's okay. It just means we're deepening the insight into the drawbacks of sensuality, sense experience. The subtle but constant oppressiveness of the mind reacting to whatever is arising. But cultivating an interest in the space of the mind, the unencumbered space, and see if you can intuitively trust the freedom, the openness, the non-grasping of that space. It's very simple, subtle. Learning to rest, learning to trust the non-grasping, the releasing, the peace. Learning to trust the absence of problem. So in this kind of practice, the mind learns to relate to the different objects that are being known as something that can be let go of. So in a sense, the purpose of an object of experience, like a sound, a sight, a sensation, a thought, is to realize the non-grasping of that object, to notice, to take refuge in the not clinging it, not holding to it. Not the object itself, which is not important, but that the mind isn't sticky with it, that the mind is free, not dependent on it. That's what is to be noticed. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, letting be, letting be, letting be.